我们先一同祷告。
Let's first pray together.
主，我们感谢您又给我们一次机会来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank thee because you give us another chance to come into thy presence.
我们何等的宝贝，在你面前与你相聚的时刻。
How much do we treasure the time that we can meet together with thee?
求我们的主，你借着你自己全能的膀臂，在这里显出你荣耀的作为。
Lord, through thy mighty arm, that you would manifest your glorious work here.
主，把一切遮挡我们看见你的面的事物，都从我们身上挪掉。
Lord, we do ask that you remove anything that will hinder us to see thy face.
让我们众人都在这里，借着你自己的话看见你要向我们表达的心思。
So that all of us will be able to see the heart that you have for us through your words.
主，在你话语的光中，叫我们懂得如何来跟随你。
In order for us to know how to follow after thee from the light of thy word.
主，我们称颂你。
Lord, we praise thee.
因为在你没有改变。
Because with thee there's no changing.
也没有转动的影儿。
And there's no turning of shadow.
你是照着你从前创世以前所定规的旨意来做你的工。
You do your work according to your eternal will, which you have established in the past.
时间可以过去。
Time can pass.
你的定义却不过去。
Yet your will does not change.
你的旨意更不会过去。
You yourself will not pass.
我们都在这里仰望你。
We all look to thee here.
但愿主啊，你今天晚上再次借着你的话语向我们发出亮光。
Lord, we do ask once again through thy word that you shed light to us.
叫我们在这些还留在地上的日子的里边。
So as we still remain on earth.
我们从过去你手中所做过的工看见。我们今天所该有的拣选。
So that from the past working of thy hand, we were able to see the choice which we ought to make today.
主啊，你扶持我们。
Lord, support us.
也帮助我们。
And help us.
但愿我们的脚是踏稳在你自己的应许的上面。
May our foot be solidly set upon thy promises.
不偏离你的道路。
That we will not depart away from thy path.
但愿你心里面所愿的在我们身上有完全的成全。
So that all of my heart's desires could be complete upon us.
也让我们所渴慕的在你的光中得着完全的满足。
And all that we desire would be completely satisfied in thy light.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
纪念我们这段时间。
Remember our time tonight.
用着你自己的话再一次喂养我们。
Once again, use thy word to feed us.
也借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们能体会你心里的意念。
Through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we may come to understand the heart that you have.
主，我们都等候在你面前。
Lord, we all wait before thee.
愿主你借着圣灵在我们众人的里面做工。
Lord, may you work in all of us through the spirit.
敬拜赞美都归给你。
We give you all praises and worship.
靠主的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们继续在四世纪第三章里头来留意。
We continue to take note from Judges chapter 3.
上次末了我们看到神把迦南人留下几族。
Last time we shared that God hath left several tribes of the Canaanites.
我要试验以色列的百姓能不能按照神的心意活在他的面前。
It is in order to prove whether the Israelites can live according to God's desires before him.
我们也晓得。
We also know.
神留下这几族是改变了他做工的方法。
When God left these tribes, it is that he has changed the way in which he works.
神所以改变他做工的方法，乃是因着以色列的百姓没有跟上神的安排。
The reason in which God changed the way how he worked is because the Israelites have not followed on to God's work.
所以神就改变他做工的方法。
So God changed the way which he works.
留下了几族。
And allow for the tribes to remain.
很明显的有两个目的。
Very clearly, there are two purposes.
一个是让他们去认识 One
is to know of the relationship between themselves and God.
特别是经历神在他们祖先身上所做的一切的带领。
Especially to experience how God led their ancestors in leading them.
所以圣经的话是那样的说出，要让他们又知道又认又学习未曾晓得的征战。
As the scripture says, that they might know and to teach them war at the least, such as before knew nothing thereof.
另外的一个目的乃是要借着留下的这几族人来给以色列人一个试验。
And the other purpose is to leave these tribes in order to prove the Israelites.
看他们是不是会拣选神。
To see if they would choose God.
接受神的管理。
And accept the discipline of God.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
以色列人一点都没有体会主的心思。
The Israelites were not mindful of the Lord's desire.
我们在这里留下的记录可以稍微看到一些事实。
The recording that's left to us, we can see some facts.
当他们进迦南以前，
Before they entered into Canaan,
神借着摩西告诉他们，
God through Moses told them,
他们在迦南地要灭绝的有七个民族。
There are seven tribes that they need to destroy in the land of Canaan.
那么以色列人进了迦南以后，
And after the Israelites entered into Canaan,
当然他们没有完成神这一个托付。
Of course, they did not finish this which God had entrusted to them.
但是也好像完成了一点点。
But it seems as they have completed part of it.
因为在这里我们看到一件事情。
Because here we see one thing.
神所留下的那些人，
The ones which the Lord left.
很主要的就不再是那七族里边的人。
The ones who are left were not mainly of those seven tribes.
而成了非利士人。
But they became Philistines.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到以色列人进入迦南以后，
After the Israelites entered into Canaan,
长久以来给他们有难处的是非利士人。
For the longest times, the one which gave them trouble were the Philistines.
但是也不是说其他的那七族的迦南原来的居民全给除掉。
But that is also not to say that all the other seven tribes or the other inhabitants which dwell in the land of Canaan were destroyed.
如果我们在第五节那里就看到，
We can see that.
对不起，我从第四节那里看到。
We can see that in verse 4.
留下的几族，为要对不起，应该是第三节。
Actually, verse 3.
他们所留下的就是非利士的五个首领和一切迦南人、西顿人。并住利巴嫩山的西魏人。
The ones who are left were the five lords of the Philistines, the Canaanites, and the Sidonites, and the Hivites that dwell in Mount Lebanon.
那在这里的数点的里头。
Now here in the numbering,
弟兄姊妹你看到，在那七族里头给留下的族只有两个。
In the seven tribes,that the Lord wanted to destroy in the land of Canaan, only two tribes are remaining.
就是迦南人和西魏人。
And that is all the Canaanites and the Sidonites.
另外给点名点出来的呢？
And the other ones that were named,
非利士人没有在从前提名。
The Philistines were not previously named.
这西顿人从前没有提名。
The Sidonites were not previously named.
但现在问题就来了。
But now here's the question.
那剩下这几族，
When these tribes are left,
但是我们读到第五节的时候，
When we read verse 5,
我们又发觉，
We can discover again then,
有一些在那七族里头给点名的人又出来了。
Those who were previously named amongst those seven tribes now again appear.
那究竟神在这里说留下这几族没有把那些包括进去，这究竟是怎么回事？
So when it's named in verse 3, those tribes that were left yet did not include the tribes that are in verse 5, what is the meaning behind that?
我们凭着这一点点的资料，我们没有办法下一个很 绝对的 结论。
Just from the little bit of information which we have here, we can have a very absolute conclusion.
但是有一个事实我们是可以掌握得住的。
Yet, there is a fact that we can grasp.
腓力士是整个族给留下来。
The entire tribe of the Philistines were left.
西顿人是整个族给留下来。
The entire tribe of the Sidonians were left.
迦南也是如此。
It is the same with Canaan.
西魏人也是如此。
It is also the same with Hivites.
至于其余的亚摩利人、耶利、耶布斯人。
As far as the rest, such as the Amorites or the Jebusites.
比利西人和赫人。
Or the Hittites or the Perizzites.
他们就不是整个的民族给留下来。
It is not the entire tribe that were left.
大概。当时的情形会是这样。
The general situation of the time may be this.
留下给点名的那是很多的那个人数。
Those who are named in verse 3 were a large group of people.
然后再点出来的那个留在他们中间呢是比较少的一些的名。
And those,
留下来的人。
And those who dwelt among them in verse 5 are those who are of a less number.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你要注意一件事情。
Nevertheless, brothers and sisters, you have to pay attention.
以色列人发生难处，不是发生在那些留下的那几族的里头。
The Israelites having their hardship is not amongst the tribes that are left.
却是发生在那些零散的、剩下的那些民族的里头。
But the difficulty occurs amongst the minority of the tribes that are remaining.
那是什么事情呢?
What kind of issue do they have?
圣灵在这里留下的记录就是只提到两件事情。
The Spirit's recording only mentions two things here.
那我们留意第五节。
Verse 5, verse 6.
以色列人仅住在迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人中间。
And the children of Israel dwell among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites.
这个在第一章的时候我们已经稍微提了。
We somewhat mentioned that in chapter 1.
他们可以制服他们，但却没有灭掉他们。
The Israelites are able to subdue them, yet did not completely destroy them.
他们留下他们，为他们做苦工。
They left them for labor.
那这是一个很可能的原因。
That is a very possible reason.
因为有廉价的劳动力。
Because they have a very cheap wage of labor.
所以当时以色列人就没有彻底的去灭掉这几个败坏的民族。
So the Israelites did not completely destroy these abominable tribes.
在这里的除了这一个留下他们做苦工以外。
And another reason why they were left besides the cheap hard labor.
又提一件事情。
There's another mention here.
他说娶他们的女儿为妻，也将自己的女儿嫁给他们的儿子。
And they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons.
就引出一个这样的结果。
And so this result comes forth.
就侍奉他们的神。
And serve their gods.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意这一个了。
Brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention to this.
如果我们把上面那两个原因都并拢起来。
Now, if we put those two reasons previously mentioned together.
我们就看到一件事情。
We see one thing then.
笼统的来说。
Generally speaking.
以色列人进入迦南以后。
After the Israelites entered into Canaan.
除了起初的时候，他们还付一点代价去征战，去得地。
Aside from the very beginning where they pay somewhat of a price to fight and to gain the land.
那么过了不太长久的时候，他们就不甘心付代价了。
Not long after that, they were not willing to pay a price anymore.
他们就选择那个容易的路来走了。
They chose the easy way out.
那笼统的来说，我们可以这样体会。
Generally, we can understand it that way.
因为你要是把一些廉价的劳动力留下来的时候，从眼见的里边对谁有好处呢?
Not only do you say when you keep such cheap hard labor, who does that benefit?
当然是对他们有好处。
Of course, it's the benefit to the Israelites.
他们能有许多的廉价的劳动力来替他们做工。
They're able to have very cheap labor for themselves.
另一方面呢
On the other hand,
那他们在婚姻的那一个事情上面也出了大问题。
In the issue of marriage, also a big problem arised.
他们把自己的女儿嫁给他们。
They gave their daughters to their sons.
又娶他们的女儿回来做媳妇。
And they also took their daughters to be their wives.
那弟兄姊妹为什么会这样做呢？
Brothers and sisters, why would they do that?
我们不能不注意到。
We must take note.
第一章的时候怎么说？
How does it say in chapter 1?
本来神是要把整个的迦南地交给以色列人。
God originally was to give the entire land of Canaan to the Israelites.
那结果呢？
The result is,
结果是以色列人住在这些民的中间。
Yet it is the Israelites who dwelled amongst the Canaanites.
好像他们成了客人。
It seems like the Israelites became the guests.
他们成了少数。
They became the minority.
那是该给除灭的民族就是还是保留那一个强势。
Those who were to be destroyed, they had the upper hand.
虽然他们没有办法拒绝以色列人对他们的管理。
Though they cannot reject the conquering of the Israelites amongst themselves,
但是从那个环境上面来说，他们好像仍然是保留着一个相当强的那种系态。
Yet in the circumstances, it seems as if they still had the upper hand over the Israelites.
那在这种光景的底下
So under that condition,
弟兄姊妹，如果你是一个以色列人
If you were an Israelite,
你怎么想呢
What would you think?
很自然你会想到
Very naturally you would think,
有什么办法能和这些邻居维持那个和睦而减少我们在这个地方安全上受威胁。
What is the best way for us to keep the harmony with these neighbors that we have so that we will reduce the risk, the danger that we have?
那个最简单的办法。
So a very simple way.
我们成为亲戚。
We'll become relatives.
那就很简单嘛。
It's very simple.
都成了亲戚了，你也不要欺负我，我也不来惹你。
Because now we're related, so I won't pick on you and you won't come mess with me.
那这真是太简单的方法。
And so that's such a simple way.
有什么非常非常可能是因着这个原因。
Brothers and sisters, that would be a very possible reason.
为了他们的安全有保证。
It is for a guarantee for their safety.
他们就跟这些迦南原住民有了婚姻的关系。
They would start this marriage relationship with those who originally dwelled in the land of Canaan.
那如果我们只是从眼见上面去看
If we just look at it by sight,
这没有什么大不了的事啊。
There's nothing big about this.
反正我们的女儿要嫁人。
Since our daughters will have to marry anyway.
我们的儿子要讨媳妇。
Our sons must take a wife.
那么只要有合适的人选，那你有什么了不起呢？
If there's someone suitable, what's the big deal?
那当然从人的眼见来看这是的确是如此一回事。
Of course, from man's side, that's what would happen.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要注意两个事情。
But brothers and sisters, you need to take note of
two things. 头一个事情。
The first being,
这些人在神的安排的里头，应该是不再可以活下去的。
These people under the arrangement of God should not be able to live.
因为他们在神面前所积累的那些罪过，叫地都受不了。
Because the cumulative offenses of these people would even have the land reject them.
所以生命记里面就说到地要开口把他们吞下去。
Even in Deuteronomy it's recorded that the land will swallow them.
也就是说出这些民族他们在神面前的罪过已经到了神也不能再容忍的那种光景。
That speaks of the condition of the sins of these people that God cannot forbear anymore.
那么现在神现在这些以色列人却和这一批人有那个婚姻的关系。
Now the Israelites would even intermarry amongst these people.
这个是一个很严重的问题。
That is indeed a very serious issue.
另一方面呢
On the other hand,
我们也不能不注意到。
We also take note,
神在律法上给他们很明确的那一个 教导。
Under the law, the Lord taught them very clearly.
不能和这些外族人通婚。
You cannot intermarry with these Gentiles.
现在他们就觉得神的话没有什么了不起。
Yet now they feel there's nothing great about God's words.
我们做了也不是什么大不了的事。
Even if we have done so, it's nothing big.
他们却没有想到。
Yet they did not think.
这样的留下破口。
When they leave such a breach.
带出来那个结果乃是离弃神去侍奉偶像。
The result would be that they have forsaken God to serve idols.
那弟兄姊妹，这的确是一个非常严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, that's very serious matter.
但是如果我们再追深一层来留意这个事情呢
？But if we're even to still pursue deeper to take note of this.
弟兄姊妹，你不能不留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you will know.
他们这样做固然一面是不肯再付代价来跟随主的脚步。
On the one hand, when they did these things, it was not willing to pay a price to follow the footsteps of the Lord.
但是从另一方面，你就注意到。
But on the other hand, we can also see.
如果不跟随神的道路。
If we do not follow the way of God.
我们就很轻松。
We'll become very relaxed.
我们就不需要那么的严谨。
We would not be so strict.
我们就可以放纵一下。
Then we can just be loosed a little bit.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
如果我们读过利未记。
If we have read Leviticus.
我们读过生命记。
If we read Deuteronomy.
你看到以色列人侍奉神的事上面是很严肃的。
You can see in the matter of the service of the Israelites to God is very severe.
没有任何一点的轻轻松松的事可以做的。
There is no leeway that you can do very loosely and relax.
就是过祝棚节。
Even in the matter of saying dwelling in the tents, a test, festival of the tents.
那么喜乐的一个节日。
Even in such a joyful holiday.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Take note, brothers and sisters.
祝棚节的开头是什么
？What is the beginning of the festival of tents?
严肃会。
It is.
Sorry.
It is to be solemn.
那结束呢
？At the end of the festival,
也是结束在那个严肃会。
It is also in the being solemn.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到
？Brothers and sisters, you can
see that. 如果按照神的那个安排，到神面前来侍奉、来敬拜
，If we can see according to the arrangement of God to serve and to worship,
一切都是规规矩矩的。
There always is an order.
没有一点点放松。或者是留下地步给人的肉体在那里放纵的。
There is no leeway or to be relaxed to allow for the flesh to be able to do what it wants.
弟兄姊妹，你记得亚伦那两个儿子
？Brothers and sisters, if you remember the two sons of Aaron,
因为喝醉了酒，
because,
去把燔火献上。
Because they were drunk, they offered up common fire.
立刻就给烧死在会幕那里。
Immediately, they were consumed in the tabernacle.
是那样严肃的到神面前来。
It is so serious and severe before God.
神让以色列人到神的面前，是要学一个非常重要的功课。
When God allows for the Israelites to come before Himself,
你要认识他神是谁。
He wants them to know a very serious lesson
first. 第二
，
你知道用一个什么态度活在神的面前。
They must know who God is and what attitude they have when they live before Him.
你需要毫不保留地服在神的权柄的底
下。Thirdly, they must submit without any reservation under the authority of God.
如果从眼见的里边来看
，So if we look externally,
侍奉耶和华神是。
To serve the Lord God takes a lot of energy.
很受限制的。
It is very restrictive.
如果从人眼见的眼来感觉的话，就是这么回事。
Externally, from man's view, that's how it is.
但弟兄姊妹们
，My brothers and sisters,
你注意外邦神，侍奉偶像的那些宗教。
When you see the religions that serve idols,
他们的侍奉的。那个光景又是怎样
？What is their condition in service？
不但是圣经里边给我们看到的那些记录是如此。
Not only does the scripture show us those recordings。
如现在还保留的一些原始的宗教敬拜的那些 那些人他们所表达出来的。
Even some of those who remain the primitive religions now they express.
你仍然看见所有拜偶像的宗教，他们在侍奉，所谓侍奉的时候，都是很轻松的。
That in all their service in these religions, as they worship the idols, it is very in a very relaxed way.
没有什么限制的。
There is no constraint in any way.
你常常看到了，他们就围着那个火堆就在那里跳了。
You can see very commonly they would just surround the fire and dance, and they would make noise with the instruments.
就在那里做各种各样的事了。
And they do many things around the fire.
然后侍奉敬拜完的时候。
And after they have finished their worship,
年轻的男子就是追寻那些年轻的女子了。
It's for the young man then to pursue the young woman.
你都看到是这样的一种光景。
You can see that's the condition.
你说轻松不轻松？
You say is that very relaxed?
多舒服呢？
How comfortable it is?
在人的肉体的放纵上面来说，多满足呢？
In satisfying the flesh, how satisfying that is.
如果我们再把外邦的宗教侍奉神的那种光景看得更透一点。
Now, if we were to even look through the condition of the idol worship,
那尤其是来到以色列人建立了国度以后。
Especially when we look at the period after the Israelites established the kingdom.
你就看到很多很多的那些偶像的敬拜。
You can see much idol worship.
都是在淫乱的动作的里边来进行的。
That they do that worship in adulterous acts.
我们不必说到以后的事。
We don't need to go on the things later.
我们回过头来看民数记。
Even in the time of Numbers.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得
you know, brothers and sisters,
以色列人在没有过河以前、在神面前野神的怒气一件事情是什么
One of the things that the Israelites caused the anger of God before they crossed the river、
那是出于巴兰的设计
That is from the plan of Balaam
让那些摩押的女子进到以色列人的中间
It was for the Moabite women to enter amongst the Israelites
他们去拜偶像
to lead them to worship idols
而他们拜偶像的过程
and the process in which they worship the idols
就是一件淫乱的过程
it was adulterous acts
那弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
如果你从眼见的这种光景去看的话
if you look at it just from an external viewpoint
偶像的敬拜是叫人得着完全的解放、
idol worship is completely to set man free
情欲上的解放、
Their lust can be set free. That their heart can be set free.
感情上的解放。
Their emotions can be set free.
生活动作里头的解放。
In their actions of daily living, they're set free.
难怪以色列人那么容易就用背向着神而转向偶像。
No wonder it's so easy for the Israelites to turn their back toward God to the idols.
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你看到这个是一个属灵的原则的事实
If we're able to see, this is the fact of a spiritual principle.
你不要说那个时候他们 那种外邦拜偶像的那种光景
Not to say their condition when they worshipped idols.
这个原则一直到今天还是一样没有改变
that principle is the same until today, it did not change.
从前他们侍奉的那个对象是偶像
Previously, their object of their worship are idols.
是木头石头造出来的那个东西
It is something made of wood or stone.
但现在这个世代呢
Now in this generation,
许许多多的偶像它不再是用木头石头这样的这个形式显在人的眼前
Many idols would not be in the form of wood or stone.
它却是各种各样的活动道理爱好倾向事物
Yet it become other matters such as our inclination, our habit,What we like to do in events.
让人在那里要脱离神的管理。
It is in order for man to depart away from the sovereignty of God. 用
神们，你看到那个光景是完全是在一个相同的原则里。
Brothers and sisters, from that you can see it is completely in the same principle.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不注意到当时。为什么 神给他们逼到一个地步，不能不伸出手来给他们管教，给他们鞭打。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you are able to see why they force God to such a point that God must discipline them and chasten them.
那所以从第七节开始，我们看到神的管教来了。
And so, starting from verse 7, we're able to see the discipline of God.
从第三章的第七节开始。
Starting from verse 7 of chapter 3,
在士师记里边就记下了六次很明显很明显的他们的背弃神，神给他们管教。
It records for us very clearly six times how the Israelites forsook God and God disciplined them.
有些弟兄就说不止六次，有七次。
Some brethren may say not only six times but even seven times.
我算不出来，我只算来算去还是六次。
I cannot count the seventh time, no matter how I count it, it's six times.
除非我们把基甸的儿子的那一段也算是，那就有七次。
Unless we also count the passage regarding the sons of Gideon, then it could be counted as seven times.
但是如果 把他那一次跟这个外邦的偶像来比较的话，那个情形又好像不能完全相同。
But if we took that passage and compared to the other parts where they worshipped idols, it's not completely the same things.
所以不管它是六次也好，是七次也好。
So no matter if it's six times or seven times,
我们都看到一个这样的光景。
We see this condition.
神的百姓离弃了神的管理。
The people of God departed away from the sovereignty of God.
用外邦的偶像来代替神
，and use Gentile idols to take the place of God，
也动了神的怒气
，and brought forth the anger of God。
那所以神就把他们交在外邦人的手里头来管教他们。
Therefore, God gave them over to the hands of the Gentiles to discipline them。
那从第七节开始，
so starting from verse 7,
那是头一次的管教。
That is the first discipline.
就是说士师记里边所记录下来的头一次的管教。
That is the first discipline recorded in the book of Judges.
那么神把他们交给谁去管教呢？
Who did God hand them over to?
这里就说把他们交到米索波大米王古山利沙田的手里。
Here it says that they were sold into the hand of Chushan Rhythm, king of Mesopotamia.
那这个米索波大米的王就管辖他们有八年。
Now this king of Mesopotamia ruled over them 8 years.
他们受不了。
They could not take it.
他们就在神面前呼求。
They cried unto the Lord.
那神就给他们兴起拯救。
So the Lord raised for them a deliverer.
我要弟兄姊妹们去留意的。
What I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to.
不是这个历史的事实的表面。
It's not only the surface of these facts here.
如果你留意这个事实的表面，就没有什么好记，好去记忆的。
Now if you just pay attention to the surface of the facts here, there's nothing to remember.
就是以色列人，他们背弃神，神就让米索波大米的王来管他们管八年。
It is only the facts that the Israelites forsook God, so God allowed for the king of Mesopotamia to rule for them 8 years.
你说管八年，八年是很不容易挨过去的。
If they were ruled for over 8 years, 8 years is not easy to go by.
我们从前中国跟日本人打仗，打了八年也打得民从财尽了。
Now even before when the Chinese fought with the Japanese, only for 8 years they spent all their resources and lost lives. That's not easy to go by.
我们只看这个外边的事。
Now I don't want brothers and sisters only look at the surface.
我需要你弟兄姊妹，你看神怎么来安排这个管教。
But I want brothers and sisters to see how God arranged for this deliverance.
那很显然的，弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Very apparently, brothers and sisters, you can see.
你从地理上面去看。
If you just look at it from the region.
米索波大米在哪里？
You say, where's Mesopotamia?
以色列人在哪里?
And where are the Israelites?
从地理的环境上面你看到,
if we look at geography, we can see.
米索伯达米, 你可以说就是现在, 就是古老的巴比伦,
now, if you say Mesopotamia, you can say that is ancient Babylon.
那个时候巴比伦大概还没有兴起。
At that time, of course, Babylon was not risen yet.
巴比伦到了以赛亚先知的那个时候还是一个小邦国。
Now, even at the time of Prophet Isaiah, the Babylon was still only a small nation.
所以在, 神头一次给以色列人管教的时候, 是从米索伯达米的那一边,
So, from the first discipline of God, God used someone from the east, from Mesopotamia, to come and rule over the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹你看看,
Brothers and sisters, see this.
神这个安排里面究竟有些什么意思在哪里?
That in this arrangement of God, what intention does he have?
我们接下去要看第二个管教的时候,
if we were to look at the second discipline,
那个管教就是摩亚,
and that is from Moab.
摩亚就是邻居,
the Moab is just their neighbor.
这个我们就能容易懂了,
that's easy for us to understand.
因为是邻居嘛,
because they're neighbors.
要来管制他们的时候, 这个是顺理成章的。
If they came to rule over them so close, it's very logical.
渡过约旦河就是以色列。
All they have to do is cross the river Jordan, then that's Israel.
就是不渡过约旦河往北边去了，也就是以色列的两个半支派。
Even if they did not cross the river Jordan, just go north, that's 2.5 tribes of Israel.
那是顺理成章,
so it's just very logical.
但是神头一次给以色列的管教却不是在邻居里边,
but the first discipline which God gave them was not from their neighbors.
那弟兄姊妹你看, 四世纪里面所提到的, 这几次神给以色列的管教,
so brothers and sisters, when you look at these disciplines which God gave to them in Judges,
除了第一次以外,
aside from the first time,
几乎都是邻居,
you can say almost all the times are their neighbors.
那为什么头一次不是邻居?
Why is it the first time it was not their neighbor?
不仅是不单是邻居,
not only was it not their neighbor,
并且还是从远方来的客人,
but it was even a guest from far away.
弟兄姊妹你翻开后边呢, 圣经后边的地图来看一看,
Brothers and sisters, if you turn to your maps in the back,
你看看米索伯大米到以色列地要走多远的路程,
if you look at Mesopotamia, how far is it from Israel?
那么长的路程,
in such a long distance,
要来征服以色列,
for them to come subdue Israel.
那个时候, 米索伯大米, 也不是一个什么强盛的一个邦国,
even at that time, Mesopotamia was not a very strong nation.
刚才我们也提到了,
we also may mention,
巴比伦的兴起是在以赛亚, 西西撒王以后,
now the raising of Babylon is after the prophet Isaiah when Hezekiah was king.
那弟兄姊妹好多好多百年以后, 巴比伦才兴起,
it is only many hundreds of years later that Babylon rose.
现在这个米索伯大米, 也不过是一个小团体,
now even Mesopotamia now is a very small nation.
怎么能走那么长的远征的路途来把以色列制服呢?
How is it possible they've gone such a long distance to come to conquer Israel?
弟兄姊妹你留意,
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
并不是米索伯大米王他们有什么了不起的,
it is not that it was something great about the king of Mesopotamia.
我们留意神的话怎么说,
let us take note what the word of God says.
所以耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作, 就把他们交在
Therefore, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the king of Mesopotamia. This is something that God did. So it's not an issue whether Mesopotamia was strong or not. But this was done by God.
并不强盛的米索波大米就把以色列整个的压服了。
He caused this nation, Mesopotamia, not even a strong one, to subdue the Israelites.
如果以色列人他们心里面是比较苏醒的
，Now if the Israelites were somewhat alert in their hearts,
他马上就会想到《生命记》里边。神借着摩西向他们所说的话。
Immediately, then they will recall the words which God spoke to them through Moses in Deuteronomy.
如果他们不听从神的话
，If they did not obey the word of God,
敌人从一条路来，他们要从七条路逃走。
If the enemy came from one way, they would scatter from seven ways.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
神的话是说的那么的清楚。
God's words are so clear.
如果他们离弃神
，If they forsook God,
如果他们用背向着神
，If they turned their backs toward God,
如果他们离开了神的道路
，If they departed away from the way of God,
那神就允许仇敌来叫他们整个的给打散。
Then God would allow for the enemy to come to scatter them.
所以你就看到，从老远老远的米索波大米来了一个王。
So you can see from far away, Mesopotamia, this king came.
拜的人力那个军事的力量也并不是太强大。
Now the forces he had was not very strong and powerful.
以色列人就一点办法都没有。
The Israelites had no way with him.
他们就在那里很辛苦的过了八年。
And so they suffered through 8 years.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
灵里面苏醒的
those who are alert in spirit,
就一定从眼见的事物的里面看到事物背后神的手
you will be able to see from the external physical things the hidden hand of God behind it.
那如果他们早一点看见是神的手
if they were able to see that sooner it was the hand of God,
那么他们就可以很快就脱离这样的困苦了。
They would have quickly departed away from this suffering.
但是很可惜
But unfortunately,
以色列人要经过八年，他们才看到神的手。
It took the Israelites 8 years before they saw the hand of God.
是他们忍受了八年才向神发出呼求。
So they suffered 8 years before they cried unto the Lord.
那当他们一呼求
And once they cried,
呼求就是向神。有所求
To cry unto God is to ask of him.
这个又是眼见的光景
That is also physical condition.
但是我们看到
But we also see
什么人会向神呼求
Who are those who know how to cry to God?
如果眼睛里边没有看见神的人他不会向神呼求
Those, if they have not able to see God, they would not cry unto God.
如果心里还是背向神的人他也不会呼求
Those whose heart is still turned against God, they would not cry to God.
如果他们认为自己有办法的，他们也不会向神呼求。
Those who think they still have a way would not cry unto God.
但是以色列人当时，他们虽然没有都具备刚才我所提的那种光景
，Though the Israelites were not fully equipped with the condition which I just mentioned.
但是起码有一件事情。
But at the very least, one thing.
他们不以神为神
They did not treat God as God.
所以他们就不呼求神
So they did not cry unto God.
那现在会呼求神
Now when they know how to cry to God.
那说明了一件什么事情
It tells us of at least one thing.
他们心思里头发生变化了
There's a transformation in their heart.
他们看见我们错了
They see that they're wrong.
我们离弃神我们选择错了
We forsook God, we have chose wrongly.
我们没有尊重神我们错了
We did not respect God, we are wrong.
我们没有以神做我们的神我们错了
We did not treat God as our God, we are wrong.
那因此他们就悔改回转
Therefore they repented and returned.
必须先有这一个回转
They must first have that repentance.
然后他们才会呼求
Before they're able to cry.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
任何一个在神面前他悔改归向神的
Anyone who repents returns to God.
神马上就伸出手来
Immediately God will extend forth his hand.
所以我们就看到
So we see.
他们向神呼求
When they cried unto God.
神就为他们兴起一位拯救者
God rose up a deliverer.
救他们
To save them.
这个拯救者就是头一个士师了
And this deliverer is the first judge.
那头一个事实是谁呢？
And so who is this first judge?
就是第一章里边所提到的。
It is the one who was mentioned in chapter 1.
那个扎勒的侄儿。
It is the nephew of Caleb.
就是叫俄陀聂。
And he is Othniel.
那这一个人。
This person.
圣经里边提过他好几次。
The Bible mentions him a few times.
除了这里。
Besides here.
另外所提的。
The other mentions.
都是提他娶妻。
Mentions him about marriage.
他是一个勇士。
He was a warrior.
这个我们没有话讲。
Now we don't have anything to say about that.
因为他把他把那个这个希伯伦打下来。
Because he was able to conquer Hebron.
他是一个战士，这一点没有问题。
Now there's no issue with him being a warrior.
但是弟兄姊妹你留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
圣经里边几次记载他的时候。都是说到他去把希伯伦打下来，结果就讨了扎勒的女儿做妻子。
The recording of him after he conquered Hebron was to take the daughter of Caleb to be wife.
那当他讨扎勒的女儿做妻子的时候
，And after he took her to be his wife，
他妻子就叫就叫他。去上岳父要一块田，要那个田的上权下权。
His wife told him to ask Caleb, his father-in-law, for the land and then for the upper and nether springs.
那丢出来们，圣经里面接连把这个事情记载了。
The scriptures record this repeatedly.
这事情究竟有什么意思呢
？So what is the meaning behind that？
上次我们读第一章的时候，我们就说过了。
Last time when we read chapter 1, we mentioned,
在以色列地那个泉水，如果他们是活在神的面前活得对的话，水的问题不是问题。
The issue of springs, the matter of water amongst the land of Israel, if the Israelites live correctly before God, is not an issue at all.
但是圣灵一再在这里记载他要得上权下权。
But when the Spirit continues to record that he wants the upper and nether springs,
有什么特别的意思呢？
What's the special meaning about that?
我们读到四世纪这里。
When we read here in Judges,
我们看到一件事。
We see one thing.
因着他要上权下权的那一件事。
It's because of that matter he wanted the upper and nether springs.
我们稍微能体会得到。
We're able to somewhat understand.
这个俄陀聂啊是一个战士。
This Othniel is a warrior.
但是却是个没有主意的人。
But he is someone with no ideas, he did not have his own ideas.
那怎么去看到他是没有主意呢？
Why do I say that?
你就看了。
You can see.
他娶了他妻子的时候
，After he took his wife，
记载下来的是
，All the recording，
每一件事情都是他妻子告诉他说，你要这样，你要这样，你要这样。
Everything about him was told to him from his wife。
他自己就从来不会想出主意。
And so he did not have any of his own thoughts。
那圣经里面一再记载他这一个点。
And so when the Spirit continues to record this about him，
会不会就是为了这一个时候突出？神的拯救的那个意义呢？
Would it be then to make this point here of the deliverance of God to be outstanding?
那我们交通到这里的时候，
When we share here,
我提前让弟兄姊妹们去掌握一个事实。
First of all, I want brothers and sisters to grasp this.
这里提到有详细记录的拯救以色列的事实有六个。
There are six judges.Who are more detailedly mentioned about the deliverance of Israel.
如果从打仗上面来说
If we look at it from war,
他们都可以说是战士
We can say they're all warriors.
但是如果从他们的整个人来说
If we look at them as a whole person, whole being,
没有一个是刚强的人
None of them are strong individuals.
都是软弱的人。
There are all those who are weak.
都是有缺陷的人。
There are all those who have shortcomings.
问题就是那个缺陷是在哪一个方面。
It's just a matter of where that shortcoming lies.
在人的眼中看来，这些人是不能成事的。
In the sight of man, these people cannot become anybody.
一个没有主义的人，你叫他怎么成事呢？
Someone did not have their own flaws. How can he become somebody?
好像底下接着说到那一个人是用左手的，那现在用左手在美国是没有什么。不得了的事，但是从人类的传统下来的时候，左手的都是给藐视的。
Now, and even later to follow the one who uses his left hand. Now in America, using your left hand is very common, but throughout history, using your left hand is someone who are despised.
你再往上看，看到那个巴拉的时候、啊、
And if you continue to read on, you see Barak.
根本是一个连胆色都没有的人。
He was someone who was even fearful, who had no courage.
如果不是底波拉陪着他，他就什么事情都做不来。
If Deborah did not accompany him, he would not do anything.
这就是四世纪里面所提到的每一个应付大事的士师，不是这里有缺陷，就是那里有缺陷。
And so these are the judges when it mentions about them doing great things, well, they have a shortcoming here or a shortcoming there.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神要使用一个人的时候
，When God would use an individual，
并不在乎他这一个人本身有多少。
It does not matter how much this individual have by himself。
神不在乎他自己有多少。
God is not mindful how much he has of himself。
神是在乎这个人是不是站在神的一边。接受神的权柄。
But what God is mindful of is this individual standing on his side, accepting his authority.
那弟兄姊妹们、啊、
Now, brothers and sisters,
说到俄德涅的时候
When we speak of Othniel,
我想和弟兄姊妹们再多看一点。
I want to see a little more with brothers and sisters.
不单是看出他是一个没有主意的人。
Not only we can see he's someone without his own thoughts or ideas,
不会出主意的人。
Or that he would not have his own thoughts or ideas.
俄德涅那一个时候已经不是年轻人了。
At that time, Othniel was not longer a young man.
俄德涅那个时候非常非常可能是一个老头儿。
But it's very, very possible at that time, Othniel was very old man already.
我们可以算得出来。
Now, we can calculate it.
起初他们攻打这个希伯伦的时候
，When they attacked Hebron previously，
他是年轻人，没有毫无疑问。
There's no issue about him being a young man then。
但是他攻打了希伯伦以后
，But after he conquered Hebron，
以色列人经过很准确的，我不敢说，经过大概十二年的征战，那个迦南地就基本上是。
I cannot have the absolute number, but it was in general about 12 years of war before the land settled down.
那平定上来以后又过了多少年日约书亚才死。
Now, after the land settled down, how many days after that before Joshua died?
那么约书亚死了以后又经过相当的时间在那个灰色地带里头经过。
After Joshua died, they still spent a certain number of years in that gray area.
然后再加上米索波大米王管辖他们八年。
And then, if you add on the 8 years with which the king of Mesopotamia ruled over them.
那你想想看俄德涅这个时候该是多大的年纪。
You can consider for yourself how old Othniel would be then.
我想他该是老头儿。
I think he would be an old man.
你看
，If you see that，
那些年轻人到哪去了
？Where are the young men？
现在以色列里边好像只有一个老头儿，又是一个没有主意的人。
Now it seems like in the entire land of Israel, it is for old men and someone who did not have his own ideas.
他能拯救以色列吗？
Would this person be able to save Israel?
他能扭转以色列当时的面对的那种恶劣的环境吗？
Would he be able to turn around the situation for the Israelites?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
谁都不敢相信。
No one would believe it.
可以有什么奇迹出现？
Unless there's a miracle.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神就兴起俄德涅。
God rose up Othniel,
就做了以色列人的拯救。
To become the deliverance of Israel.
那个秘诀在什么地方？
Where is that secret?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
那个秘诀不是在俄陀聂本人有什么？
That secret is not upon Othniel himself, what he has.
乃是俄陀聂在那里，他甘心把自己摆在神的权柄的底下。
But it is Othniel in that position where he's willing to place himself in the authority of God.
神的灵感动他。
The Spirit of God came upon him.
你要起来拯救以色列。
You must raise up to deliver Israel.
我年纪老迈了，不能动了。
I'm so old, I cannot even move.
哎呀，我也不知道从哪里开始。
I don't know where to begin.
这个事情神让你找别人嘛。
Why don't you look for someone else, God?
我想，俄陀聂大概没有像摩西被召的时候的那种光景。
Maybe Othniel did not have the condition when Moses was first called.
因为他原来是一个战士。
Because he originally was a warrior.
虽然他没有主意。
Though he did not have his own ideas.
虽然他已经年老了。
Though he may be old.
但现在是神来呼召他。
But now God comes to call him.
神既然来呼召我。
Since God calls me.
那就不在乎我了。
It's not no longer I.
是在乎呼召我的神了。
It is based upon God who calls me.
我个人是感觉俄陀聂是会这样的。
I personally feel that would be how Othniel would be.
所以你就看到这里一句话。
So you can see here.
第十节
Verse 10,
耶和华的灵降在他身上
And the spirit of the Lord came upon him
他就做了以色列的士师出去征战
And he did judge Israel and went out to war
再留意
And then
耶和华将
And the Lord delivered
米索波大米王古山利撒田交在他手中
The king of Mesopotamia into his hand
他便胜了古山利撒田
And his hand prevailed against him
于是国中太平四十年
And the land had rest 40 years
那基纳士的儿子俄陀聂也死了
And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died
弟兄姊妹留意了
Brothers and sisters, take note
这最末了的这一句话
The last words here
如果我来分段的话
If I were to separate it
我会把底下那个圈圈提到上头
I would put that in previously
就是说到俄陀聂的事情就是国中太平四十年就是一个结束
I would just end it with that there was rest in the land for 40 years and that would be an end
基纳士的儿子俄陀聂死了是第二个事实的开始了
And Othniel the son of Kenaz died is actually the beginning of the second thing
那我们没有看第二个事实开始以前
Well, before we look into the second matter Let us first take note
因着俄陀聂他这样站在神的一边
Because Othniel stood on the side of God
神在俄陀聂的身上找到了出口的根做出口的根据
Upon Othniel God was able to find a foundation for him to be the channel
以色列人的困苦就解决了
Then the sorrow of the Israelites was solved
并且带来国中的太平四十年
And it brought about rest for the land for 40 years
我们实在感谢神
Indeed we thank God
你看到这个拯救
You see this deliverance
不是士师做出来的
It's not done by the judge
是神自己做的
It is God himself
但是如果没有做士师的那个人与神有这样的关系
But without the person who was the judge to have such a relationship with God,
神也没有找到做工的路
then God would not have found a way to work.
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
俄陀聂满足了神做工的要求
Othniel fulfilled the requirement in order for God to work.
或者说满足了神做工的条件
Or he fulfilled the conditions in which God can work.
神就伸出手来成就了一件大事。
Therefore, God extended His hand to do a great thing.
我们上次也提到。
Last time we also mentioned this.
神让他的百姓落到管教里。
As God allows for His people to be under discipline.
远不如神把他的百姓放在他的丰盛里。
It's far less when you compare it to when God, in times when God places His people in abundance.
在头一个士师的历史里
In the first history of the judge,
以色列人的悖逆
The discipline because of the Israelites forsaking God is 8 years.
当他们回转的时候,
when they repented,
神还他们40年的太平,
God gave them 40 years of rest.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
我们看见神上人所存的那个怜悯的心,
we can see how much mercy God has for man.
我们实在不能不向他敬拜,
indeed, we must worship Him.
俄德利所带来这40年的平安不是唯一的事。
These 40 years of peace which Othniel brought is not the only thing.
你看上去的时候你看到,
if you read on, brothers and sisters, you can see.
每一次堕落受管教的日子总是比神后来赏给他们的平安的日子少。
Each time, it is the years of discipline which they are under is far less than the peace and rest which God grants them.
在这一点上我们也一再提过,
we may mention about that before. God is not delighting in disciplining man.
He
is so willing for those who are under His name without any reservation to enjoy all that He is.
神把他的心啊, 毫无保留的都放在他所拣选的人的身上。
God places His heart completely upon those whom He has chosen.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
因为他是如此的恩待寻求他的人。
Because He is so gracious to those who seek after Him.
我们没有办法不说,
we must say,
我们的神
that indeed how God causes us to prostrate before Him yet with no regret. Indeed, we thank our God.
那比方说,
for example,
弟兄姊妹你翻到 何西阿书 第11章,
if you would turn to Hosea chapter 11, if you turn to Hosea chapter 11, where He speaks some words from the heart to Ephraim,
但是神向他们说话的时候, 以法莲是在神的管教的底下的。
But even as God was speaking unto Ephraim, he was under the discipline of God.
那里怎么说呢?
How does it say there?
你看第八节,
see verse 8.
以法莲啊, 我怎能舍弃你?
How shall I give thee up, Ephraim?
以色列啊, 我怎能弃绝你?
How shall I deliver thee, Israel?
我怎能使你如亚玛? 怎能使你如西扁?
How shall I make thee as Adma? How shall I set thee as Seboim?
那弟兄姊妹你现在要注意, 亚玛跟西扁, 就是在所多玛和摩拉边上的一些城镇。
Now brothers and sisters, if you first take note, Adma and Seboim is some cities on the border of Sodom and Gomorrah.
也是属于所多玛和俄摩拉的那个范围里的。
And so they're considered in the region of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以当神毁灭那两个城的时候, 这两个地方也一同给毁灭。
So even when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, these two places were destroyed as well.
你想着这两个地方的那个背景, 你就体会到神上以法莲说这个话是怎样。
So as you realize the background between these two places, you realize the heart which God has for Ephraim.
你看, 我回心转意, 我的怜爱大大发动。
My heart is turned within me, my repentings are kindled together.
我不发猛烈的怒气, 也不再毁灭以法莲。
I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger, I will not return to destroy Ephraim.
弟兄姊妹你看到, 如果继续看下去, 你就更清楚地看到, 我们不花时间在那边。
Brothers and sisters, if you read on, you can see it for yourself, we won't spend more time there.
神在那里对付以法莲,
as God is dealing with Ephraim,
乃是为着要把以法莲 的脚步调转。
Is in order to turn the footsteps of Ephraim.
当神在管教以法莲的时候
，Even in His discipline to Ephraim.
神的心里的感觉是怎么样
？What is God's heart like？
这里就说出来。
Here it tells us.
我怎么能把你看作西边一样呢
？How will I make thee as Sebron？
我怎么能把你看作亚玛一样呢
？How will I set thee as Edma？
我不能舍弃你
I will not forsake thee
我也不能弃绝你
And I will not destroy thee
我的怜爱大大的发动
My repentings are kindled together
如果我们光是从眼见来看你明明在那里管教人你还说怜爱大大发动
Now brothers and sisters from the external view we see you're disciplining him yet how can you say your repentings are kindled together
我们不能不留意到神管教人他的目的在哪里
But we must take note what is the purpose in God's discipline to man
他的管教不是报复
His discipline is not vengeance
他的管教乃是要让受管教的人有一个回转的机会。
His discipline is in order for the one who is disciplined to have a chance to repent.
所以他在管教的时候，神的心非常不好受。
And so, even in his discipline, God's heart is not easy for God.
正如有另一处的经文说
，Even in other scripture it says,
因着以色列人的那一种愚昧
，Because of the foolishness of the Israelites,
神也说了。
God also said,
不错，我是很怜惜你们。
Yes, I have compassion for you.
但是我不能不罚你们。
Yet, I must discipline you.
啊，这种心情在神里边好像很矛盾。
It seems like there is a conflict, a struggle in God's heart.
但是这一种矛盾乃是因为神不甘心属他的人长久的偏离神的
There's this dilemma because God is not willing for those who belong to Him to forsake His way for a long period of time. We thank the Lord. The first discipline which God gives to them. In the process in which God disciplines them, God continues to manifest His nature. So even when we begin, look at the beginning there, it says,
耶和华留下这几族，唯有试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人。
The Lord left these nations to prove Israel by them, so that they might know war.
好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
Only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因此你看，在头一次的管教的里头
，Brothers and sisters, you can see in the first discipline,
神要显明的都显明出来。
What God wants to manifest is manifested.
神让他们脱离困苦。
God wants them to be delivered from sorrow.
不是因着他们自己能干。
Not is because they themselves are able.
乃是神的怜悯。
But it is the mercy of God.
也是神自己的作为。
It is also the work of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是头一次的管教。
That is the first discipline.
那么然后呢？
And then,
我们先只是注意这一个就好。
We just first pay attention to this.
俄陀涅死了。
After Othniel died,
俄陀涅死的时候，大概上面所说带来的国中太平四十年没有过去。
Before the land had rest 40 years before it passed.
但是以色列人因着俄陀涅的不在。
But because the Israelites, because Othniel no longer was.
又故态复萌了。
And so they returned to their old ways.
所以十二节用什么你看？
So verse 12 you see.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And the Israel, children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个人天然的倾向。
Brothers and sisters, this is man's nature inclination.
如果不好好的跟随主。
If we do not follow well the Lord.
如果不好好的贴近主。
If we do not draw close to the Lord.
如果不好好的常常活在与神的交通里。
If we do not forever live in the fellowship with God.
人的天然就是把人领到。 神以外去。
Man's nature always leads man outside of God.
那所以在这里你看到。
So here you can see.
一个彰显神权柄的人，他不在了。
One who manifests the authority of God no longer is.
人就好像再也看不见神的权柄。
It seems like man no longer sees the authority of God.
那既然看不见神的权柄，
if we cannot see the authority of God,
那就自己又来做主了。
Let's make our own thoughts again.
所以这里就说他们又行耶和华眼。
And so here it says, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
四十年虽然并不是太长的时间。
Even though 40 years is not too long,
但是也不能算短。
It's not short either.
以色列人又发生难处了。
Again, the Israelites had difficulty.
这一个难处，
this difficulty,
把以色列人又带到神的管教的底下。
Again, brought them under the discipline of God.
那这一次神给他们管教。
This discipline which God gave them.
就没有从米索波达米那么老远把人带来了。
No longer was from so far away that God had to bring someone from Mesopotamia.
就在隔壁就请他的邻居来对付对付以色列。
Just right next door, he asked the neighbor to come to deal against Israel.
我们看下去的时候。
If we read on.
我们看到。摩亚人辖制以色列人并没有用太大的力量。
For the Moabites to oppress Israel, they did not use a lot of strength.
以色列人这个时候有多少人呢？
How much people did the Israel have at this time?
他们进迦南的时候有六十几万战士。
When they entered into Canaan, they had over 600,000 warriors.
那么经过那么许多年，
now for so many years later,
按理他们不可能比六十几万能作战的人少。
Logically, those who can go out to war would not be less than that after so many years.
但弟兄们，你有没有注意的？
But you take note, brothers and sisters.
把以色列人整个的压制在那里十八年。
For those that now they were oppressed for 18 years.
摩亚人用了多少的力量？
How much strength did the Moabites extend?
一个王跟一万人。
It is just a king and 10,000 people.
那弟兄姊妹，我们又不能不又想到《生命记》上头的那个话。
Brothers and sisters, again, we must think again of the words in Deuteronomy.
敌人从一条路来。
When the enemy would come from one way,
你们要从七条路跑逃跑。
You escape from seven ways.
摩亚人只是用了那么少的力量。
The Moabites only had such a small force.
就叫以色列人一点办法都没有。
Yet the Israelites have no way.
是摩亚人那么厉害吗？
Was it that the Moabites were so strong?
显然不是。
Apparently no.
那是什么呢？
What is it then?
神不在他们中间。
God is no longer amongst them.
那这个是问题。
Now that is the issue.
没有神的同在。
Without the presence of God.
再多的人也不起作用。
No matter how much people you have, it is useless.
人家一万人，你就跑到踪影都不见了。
Even for only 10,000 people, you escape and not be found.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
史诗记一直给我们看到。
The book of Judges continues to show us.
人在神面前活着的那个原则。
Man is able to live before God.
不是根据人本身有的是什么。
It's not based upon what man himself have.
乃是根据人在神的面前他站在哪里。
But it's solely based upon where man is standing before God.
是他们是站在神的一边呢？还是不站在神的一边。
Are they standing on the side of God or not on the side of God?
如果是站在神的一边，
if they stand on the side of God,
神的同在在哪里？
God's presence is there.
如果不站在神的一边，神就不可能与他们同在。
If they're not standing on the side of God, God cannot be with them.
不是神不愿意和他们同在。
It is not that God is not willing to be with them.
而是他们不给神有机会与他们同在。
It's that they don't allow for God to have the chance to be with them.
弟兄姊妹，这个是人在神面前 怎么活着的一个很严肃的原则。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very serious principle before God, how man is able to live.
我再说一遍。
I say again.
神不是看我们自己有多少。
God does not look at ourselves, how much we have.
也不看我们自己懂多少。
He does not look at how much we know.
神一直是看你站在哪里。
He continues to see where we stand.
你站在他那一边。
If you stand on his side,
什么难处都没有。
There will be no difficulty at all.
因为神是他们的供应和解决。
Because God is their provision and the one who takes care of them.
如果不是站在神的那一边。
If you're not on God's side.
人有再多。
Even if man has more.
没有神的同在。
Without the presence of God.
如同无有。
It is just as if you have nothing.
但是神给我们从四世纪的里面看到。
May God show us from the book of Judges.
这一些原则不仅是在四世纪的一直是。
These principles are not only accurate in Judges.
在今天的教会的里头，仍然是那样的准确。
Even in today's church, it is still just as accurate.
所以我们真要求主救我们脱离人的愚昧。
So we must ask the Lord to help us depart away from man's foolishness.
更完整的学会了不夸人的所有。
So that we would not boast in what man have.
只夸我们的主是我们的所有。
But only boast that our Lord is all that we have.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这里。
I think I'll end my sharing here with brothers and sisters.
下礼拜二我们从摩亚的这个事情我们再看。
Next week we'll continue on with this matter concerning Moab.